shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It is a big travel day and a busy day to head outdoors. Coming up, though, I'm going to show you when we'll see rain move in.
Also, if you're planning on a quick cleanup after Christmas, we'll tell you where you can donate your tree to a good cause. I don't take it down so fast just yet after the holiday, but hope you had a Merry Christmas. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Keely Arthur. Did you have a good Christmas?
Absolutely. Yeah, sure did. It was super fun.
Relaxing. Mm-hmm. It was really nice outside. Did you get to go out at all?
Yes, yeah. Cooked outside, in fact.
Well,
that was the way to do it.
PETA, I feel like we got that out of the way because the rain is coming later today, I think.
Yeah, so showers will be possible today, but it's going to be fairly light and it's going to be spotty out there. I want you to check out our radar where we have some of those spotty showers going on across some of our areas just towards the west. We are going to continue to see this cold front influence our conditions today, bringing some of the rain and bringing the moisture ahead of it. While I don't think the front is going to clear the state, we'll have an area of low pressure develop into tonight, and that will help usher in a little bit more moisture. So for the afternoon, plan for those spotty showers if you're traveling out there. We will get a better chance of rain into this evening and tonight, especially for our north and western counties, and we are going to keep this rain around by tomorrow morning. Those spotty showers will gradually lift towards the north and east, and drier conditions will filter in throughout the day on Wednesday. As we check out Fenton and Cary this morning, it's quiet out there, but I know this is going to be a popular spot. A lot of people off from work and school, and you're heading out there. It is mild at 50 degrees right now, and then into the afternoon, we'll gradually climb into the 60s. Today, we're looking at a high of 63 degrees. Coming up, I'm going to show you how much rain we're expecting from this round.
PETA, thank you. This Christmas season, a family is working to rebuild after a fire destroyed everything they owned and killed three of their pets. James Newton, his wife, and two kids were eating out with family on December 12th when a neighbor called and told him that his Macon house was on fire. You can see the images right there. The growing family had just moved into the house in September. They lost two dogs and a cat in that fire, as well as all the presents they bought for Christmas. The family has been living in temporary housing ever since.
It's been a bit depressing, to be honest with you. It's been rough, but we try to stay strong for the kids because we want to make sure that their spirits are still healthy and they're able to get into the Christmas spirit.
The Newton family says they are very grateful for the community rallying around them, donating clothes and, of course, toys for their children. You can visit WREL.com to find out how to donate and help them this Christmas.
Two people were killed in a crash on Christmas morning in Fayetteville. It happened just before 11 a.m. on Hope Mills Road and Glensford Drive. Police identified the victims as 47-year-old Jada Fields and 46-year-old Patricia Fields. Investigators say their car collided with another when the driver of the other car ran a red light. No word yet on whether the driver will be charged.
Some breaking news overnight. The U.S. military has conducted retaliatory strikes against Iranian-backed militia groups. This comes after three U.S. troops were injured in a drone attack in northern Iraq. President Biden ordered the attacks last night. They happened at about 4:45 in the morning Iraq time. They are in retaliation for a drone attack from Iranian-backed militants. One of the troops who was hurt in the drone attack is critically injured. This latest attack on U.S. troops comes after months of escalating threats and actions against American forces in the region since the start of the Israel-Hamas war.
Two people were hurt after a gas line caught fire in downtown Fayetteville. This happened on Old Wilmington Road and East Russell Street just before 11:45 Sunday night. When crews got to that scene, they found a large fire burning along a gas line by a bridge. One person who lives nearby talked with WRAL's Gilbert Bays about what the crews saw as they battled those flames.
As we came out last night, noticed over there the flames was extremely high up to the wires, and it was just going from all up under the bridge, extremely high.
Investigators determined the gas line had a leak. It is still unclear how the fire started.
A sprawling caravan of migrants from Central America, Venezuela, and other countries is on its way through Mexico toward the U.S. border. The caravan is estimated at about 6,000 people. Their procession comes just days before Secretary of State Antony Blinken will arrive in Mexico City. He will work with Mexican leaders on efforts to control the surge of migrants seeking entry into the U.S. This month, as many as 10,000 migrants were arrested each day at the U.S.-Mexico border. Well, the Baltimore Ravens shined in a Christmas night showdown with the San Francisco 49ers. Lamar Jackson threw for two touchdown passes as the Ravens pulled away in the third quarter, this one to Nelson Aguilar. The 49ers, meanwhile, struggled on the offense all night. Quarterback Brock Purdy, who threw four interceptions, was injured on this hit. Oh, it just happened in the late of the game. The Ravens got a win, 33-19. They now have the best record in the NFL at 12-3.
Starting today, you can donate your Christmas tree to have a new life as part of a Wake County Trail. WRL's Brett Neese joins us live to tell us where you can go to make that donation. Brett, good morning.
Hey, Jeff, good morning. Hope you keep your tree up for maybe a couple more days, right? But you can do that at 8 different locations across the county, including at this convenience center right here on Yates Mill Pond Road, right near that park here in this part of the county. We have some video of what some of these collections looked like in past years. Take a look at this. And the county has been doing this actually for over 10 years now. Just last year, they collected 4,828 trees. That converted into about 83 tons of mulch, and crews then used that mulch throughout a number of county parks. They were able to beautify a number of county parks throughout the year, and you can actually recycle your tree for free until January 28th of next year. The only thing that the county asks is that you take down all the decorations before you drop it off. We have a full list of all of those drop-off locations right now on our website. Live in Raleigh, Brittany, WRL News.
Thanks, Brett. 4:37, the time right now. If you're feeling lonely this holiday, you're not alone. Coming up, how people are trying to connect during this time.
And a very lucky find for a man in Arkansas, how he was able to spot a 5-carat diamond at a state park.
Also, a live look in Sanford now this morning. Good morning to you. There is a chance for rain in our forecast, and meteorologist Peter Shearwood will break down the timeline for us coming up next.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
We've got a few showers out there this morning, but it's nothing widespread, and it's fairly light out there in Chatham County right now. We see a few sprinkles moving through, moving from the south out of Moore County towards the north and east. Overall, it's dry out there in Durham and Raleigh right now, and as we take a live look at Durham, you can see how quiet it is for this morning after Christmas. 55, the current temperature in the triangle. We're seeing temperatures in the 40s. It's a little bit milder out there this morning due to the cloud cover we had overnight. 58 degrees. In Fayetteville, those clouds really acting like a blanket, keeping us mild in the overnight hours. But come today, our temperatures will warm into the 60s again, with rain chances building in, especially by the afternoon.
Peter, thank you. The widower of a former Arizona County attorney widower is accused of being the gunman involved in a fatal triple shooting. Phoenix police said that 47-year-old David DeNito shot and killed two people before turning the gun on himself during an altercation. Officers were called to a home around 11:30 Sunday night. They found 83-year-old Cynthia Domini and 47-year-old Mary Alice Cash suffering from gunshot wounds. DeNito was found dead inside the home with what police believe was a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Domini and Cash were taken to the hospital where they died from their injuries. Investigators believe that Cash and DeNito were in a relationship together and an altercation happened before the shooting took place.
Dozens of pro-Palestinian demonstrators turned out near the home of National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan in Washington Christmas morning. They carried posters denouncing President Biden for his support of Israel, comparing him to Hitler. The Shut It Down for Palestine protesters also demonstrated outside the home of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
Police in Serbia have detained nearly 40 people after a protest over reports of balloting irregularities in the country's recent election. A group called Serbia Against Violence has been staging protests since the election last week. The incumbent populists were declared winners of parliamentary and local elections. An international watch group says the elections were held under unjust conditions, and there is evidence of voter intimidation and vote buying.
CDC says levels of flu-like illness are very high across the South, including here in North Carolina. New data shows flu cases are also trending upward in the Midwest and the Northeast. Officials believe RSV cases have peaked for the season, however, but cases of COVID-19 are rising across the country along with the flu. And with masks and social distancing largely out of practice, doctors say we are at risk for a number of viruses.
Have this, a cornucopia of all these viruses that we had known before that have come back, and also the COVID we were dealing with before.
Doctors say getting vaccinated remains an important step to stay safe. You should also regularly wash your hands and avoid touching your nose and mouth while in public.
Winter weather in the Midwest is causing problems on the roads and at airports for Christmas travelers. People in South Dakota, Colorado, Nebraska were under a blizzard warning on Christmas Day. Slick and dangerous conditions caused multiple semis to jackknife, forcing authorities to close down a major interstate in Nebraska. The same system caused dense fog in Chicago, causing dozens of flight delays and cancellations there. That left holiday travels, of course, frustrated.
Just a lot of disappointment, man. Posted left yesterday. I'm just trying to get to my family in Texas.
It's terrible. I'm just trying to keep a smile, keep a positive outlook to keep from crying.
Chicago's Midway Airport is a very busy hub for Southwest Airlines. A spokesperson for Southwest says it's an all-hands-on-deck situation to find alternate flights for passengers stuck in that area.
For many, Christmas is full of celebrations and joy, but for some, the holidays can be a time when feelings of loneliness and isolation increase. A new survey from dating app Flirtini found 75% of people feel lonelier during the holidays compared to other times of the year. The same research found 35% of adults who would like to have a date for the holidays. Dating strategist and therapist Kimmy Seltzer says it is actually a great time to meet someone, even new friends.
While loneliness can really be amplified during the holidays, it's actually the best time to get out and meet people. There's so much buzz in the air. There's a lot of festivities, activities that you can get involved in.
42% of people polled by Eventbrite say they are looking for more personal activities during the holiday season. That can include cooking classes, baking workshops, or holiday movie nights. A group of children now have a renovated home to go to, and volunteers remodeled the Central Children's Home of North Carolina in Granville County. The center offers a place for children who are dependent or who've been neglected or even abused. From replaced flooring to new playground equipment, the Mungo Homes team gave the gift of a new and improved home environment.
All right, this is why everyone should get out and enjoy state parks. A visit to an Arkansas park paid off big for one lucky man. Jerry Evans visited Crater of Diamonds State Park with his girlfriend earlier this year. He picked up a shiny thing he thought was a piece of glass. The park's name, though, and history made him a little suspicious, and he took it to a specialist. That's when he learned it was actually a 5-carat diamond. It's the biggest diamond found at the park in years. People have found thousands of diamonds there since the early 1900s.
What a great find. And that's a Merry Christmas, right? Peter Sherwood in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Right now, we see some of that green on our radar here. A good chance for rain today for some.
Yeah, for some, we're going to see some of those showers move through. As we check out our dual Doppler 5000 this morning, where I am seeing some very light showers, it's out there in Chatham County. We see some of that light rain building in from the south and west, and we're going to continue to watch those showers move through for this morning. It's nothing widespread out there, so if you're going to hit the road right now, you're looking good, as we do have some mostly dry conditions going on, but those showers will likely increase into the afternoon. Here's a look at the bigger picture here.
here. We talked about that system in Chicago, as well as Nebraska. It is still bringing snow in the Midwest, and those folks are not going to see relief from this system until we head into tomorrow. Now, on the southern side of it, just towards the south and east of that area of low pressure, we do have a front that will be making its way through North Carolina mountains, but it will not clear the state here. We are going to continue with those rain chances as we head into tomorrow. So let's go ahead and take a look at Futurecast, where we do have those spotty light showers around for this morning. Likely to see some of that pick up a little bit just towards the south across the Sand Hills as we head into 9 o'clock. But again, it's nothing widespread. Once we head into this afternoon, I think the bulk of the rain will set up across the Triad and foothills. That's where we're likely to see most of the rain today. And some of that could stream into our north and western counties as we head into tonight. Rain will continue in our northern counties as we head into tomorrow morning. But with this area of low pressure developing to the south, it is going to swing to the north and east and bring all the rain with it out of here as we head into Wednesday. So I went ahead and lowered Wednesday's rain chance a little bit down to a 40% chance. I don't think a lot of us will see much of this rain that will be moving through in the afternoon on Wednesday. Drier for Thursday, 20% chance of rain in place on Friday. If you're traveling by car for tomorrow, as well as Thursday and Friday, I think you should be just fine out there along I-95. About an inch of rainfall will be possible for us here locally, but where we could see some troubles will be across the North Carolina mountains, where over 2.5 inches of rainfall will be possible. It's clear out there as we take a live look at Durham this morning, 55, mild for this time of the year. We should actually see those temperatures in the afternoon in the 50s, and no, we are waking up to it. As we head into the 12 o'clock hour, likely to make it to 60 degrees, 63 will be our afternoon high, and we are tracking temperatures in the 60s for most of us across North Carolina if you're traveling today. So we are going to see a nice cool down move in by Friday with highs back into the 50s. It is going to be chilly as we ring in the new year with temperatures close to normal, morning readings in the 30s and afternoon highs in the 50s.
PETA, thank you. Another milestone for Taylor Swift. We'll tell you what she's achieved that puts her on the same level as Elvis.
And a Christmas miracle at a zoo in Atlanta. We'll tell you about this baby rhino born there on Christmas Eve.
Welcome back, everyone. You are taking a live look at Fayetteville, currently 58 degrees. The weather there, very similar to what we're experiencing here. Maybe a little rain later on. Well, new this morning, the Powerball jackpot is climbing even higher. No one matched all the numbers on Christmas. That means tomorrow night's jackpot is now worth $685 million. The winning numbers were 5, 12, 20, 24, and 29. The Powerball was 2. You can watch tomorrow night's drawing right here on WRAL right before our 11 p.m. news.
Big battle could be brewing in the superhero world. Marvel is said to be considering an Avengers versus X-Men movie. They've already been very popular crossovers between the franchises in comic books, and Marvel acquired the rights to the X-Men in 2019 after the merger between Disney and 20th Century Fox.
Travis Kelce started Christmas in the holiday spirit, but it didn't end that way. Kelce's Chiefs played the Las Vegas Raiders in a holiday game. Kelce showed up to that game in a Santa hat. The NFL posted this video with the caption, Santa Kelce, and he said Merry Christmas to the camera person. But Kelce might be on Santa's naughty list after he did this during the game. He spiked his helmet on the sideline in anger, and his coach Andy Reid gave him a little talking to. You can see that interaction in the center of your screen.
Today in entertainment news, a delayed honor for an acclaimed actress and the first look at the second half of a hit sci-fi adventure. Here's David Daniel with the Hollywood Minute.
Imagine knowing you could do something that no one else could do.
NIAID star Annette Bening was supposed to receive the Golden Medallion Award at this year's Telluride Film Festival, where the movie premiered. But the festival took place during the actors' strike, so it's holding a special tribute event January 6th in Los Angeles. Actress and director Meg Ryan will present the award, and Bening's NIAID co-star Jodie Foster will moderate a discussion with Bening about her career.
The time has come for all that you love. Show them no mercy.
You stand between us and annihilation.
Here's your first look at Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scar Giver. Part 1, A Child of Fire, debuted last week on Netflix and hit number 1 on the streamer's top movies chart. The second half of filmmaker Zack Snyder's sci-fi epic arrives April 19th. In Hollywood, I'm David Gannon.
Raleigh leaders are encouraging people to reduce holiday waste and ensure proper recycling. Try this scrunch test. If you can crumple wrapping paper into a ball and it stays together, it can be recycled. If it doesn't hold, it goes in the trash.
Some good advice. Well, Taylor Swift is back on the top of the charts and is now set to break a record made by Elvis Presley. Swift's 1989 Taylor's version has returned to number one on the Billboard 200. This marks the 67th week she has had an album in the top position. And that ties her with Presley as the solo artist with the most weeks spent on top of the Billboard 200 chart. Now, the album is expected to hold on to the number one spot for one more week, and that would put Swift ahead of Elvis to hold the new record.
A zoo in Atlanta just welcomed the cutest Christmas miracle, this baby rhino. Southern white rhinoceros, the first to be born at the zoo in Atlanta. The calf, whose species is near threatened, was born on Christmas Eve. Wildlife conservation authorities say poaching has already led to extinctions and near extinctions in some of the species. But white rhinos are especially vulnerable to poachers because they often travel in herds in the wild. This is only the second rhino to be born at Zoo Atlanta. The other was an eastern black rhino in 2013.
You are taking a live look inside RDU this morning, where people, they're catching those flights after the big holiday. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is keeping an eye on delays, cancellations, and we'll have an update next at 5.
Also, if you're planning on a quick cleanup after Christmas, we'll tell you where you can go to donate your tree to a good cause.